Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
The Ireland Property Index for the third quarter 2024 was released this week. And one interesting trend that emerged from the index was that retail property prices in the provincial retail sector seem to be increasing in value. Now, here to unpack the variables and explaining all of this to me, I hope, is Neil Bannon, Executive Chairman of Bannon Property Consultancy, and retail consultant Eddie Shanahan. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Neil, when we talk about retail property, what is exactly included in that?
It broadly breaks down into three categories. So you've got shopping centres, retail parks where you buy your sort of your Woodies, your barbecues, that type of thing, and then the high streets, although there's very few true high streets probably in Ireland. And the shopping centres themselves break down into supermarket-driven trips where people are going to buy their groceries and their essentials, and then the more fashion destinations like going to a Dundrum or a Blanchetown. So they're the sort of...
And it's quite a diverse and complex mix of things.
It is, and it's, you know, anything that's reliant upon consumer trends and consumers' sort of whims when they get up in the morning is obviously complex, but some of it's driven by need, some by desire. And one of the phrases we use a lot in our business at the moment is that desire has trumped need now, because you don't have to go anywhere to shop. You can do it on your phone, you can do it on your tablet from your couch. So you have to want to go there. So there's been a transformation in the industry where people have had to focus a lot more on creating events where people want to spend time there, enjoy spending time there, meet people, be seen there, put on an Instagram feed. You know, that there is a need to sort of sharpen the industry to react to that.
Eddie, yeah, it is about that, isn't it? The consumer experience is the thing that drives retail, and that's changing constantly, and you've got to be on top of that, I guess. So what are these figures showing us?
Well, I think that's a really important point, actually, because as a result of the pandemic and then the follow on of working from home, our city and town centres have changed quite dramatically, and they're quite devoid of that effort to create desire. I was just walking around Dublin this morning, Dublin city centre, and it was sadly lacking. And when I work on the open for business version of this show and we visit towns everywhere from Enniscorthy to Enniscrone, there are empty premises left, right and centre. So we're a long way, I think, from solving the value issue around retail premises. And in order to change that, I think the retailers themselves have an important role to play. I think we need to bring back this aspect of desire. We need to bring back some retail theatre. We need to improve our service and engagement. I mean, the service standards in Ireland have dropped unbelievably since the recession hit us after COVID.
It's a massive bugbear of mine. I absolutely agree with you there. It has dropped remarkably. I mean, in pockets, you get still wonderful service from people, and you still get that feeling that people care about their own business and being in a business and valuing a job. But it is a thing, I think, right across all of those sectors we have to work on going forward. But Neil, I just want to go back to these figures for a second, because we started out with the premise that maybe there's a chink of light here, that something positive is happening.
Yeah, I think we would, the terms in the office is follow the money. And if you follow the money, like you go back over the last 4 or 5 years, retail would have represented less than 10% of the investment product being sold in Ireland. Last year it was 20%. This year it's 33% so far. And if the Blanchetown deal that's mooted goes ahead before the end of the year, it'll be over 50% of the money going into commercial real estate this year by investors will be in the retail sector, and that's quite a turnaround. And why is the money following it? The money's following it because the consumers are wealthy, despite everything we read about our depressing nation. There is a vast amount of wealth in Ireland, and like the net household wealth 3 times what it was in 2012. Savings are far 50 billion more than debt. There's a lot of untapped consumer wealth there. So I think and it's interesting in terms of Eddie's comments about vacancy, that our business, we manage about 70 shopping centres and retail parks, about 30% of the Ireland's retail stock, and the vacancy is very low. But it's shopping centres, you get to control the environment. You get to put that effort into that desire that Eddie's talking about. And I think if town centres want to replicate that level of success, they've got to approach it as if they're a shopping centre, approach it as a cohesive visit. You know, what are we offering in terms of how people get there, how they get back, do they feel safe, do they feel secure, are they entertained? That's the stuff that a shopping centre owner can do because yeah. they've got that level of control.
Yeah, and if they don't, how could they do that?
Well, if they don't, what's going to happen is that wealth is going to go abroad. And already we have the row at the airport about capping passengers because so many people are travelling abroad. And in a way, the middle market at the moment is poorly served in this country, I would say. We're going luxury at one end and we're going cheap and cheerful at the other. But how do retailers solve it? Customer focus. Listen to what the customer wants. Innovate. That's the enabler. Then create some theatre in the stores. We were just talking outside about how craftspeople can demonstrate how they make their products and so on. We need to bring that back like we had before the pandemic. We also need then to professionalise our service. It's not good enough to walk into one of the city's eminent department stores and find people drinking Coke behind the service counter and eating chocolate biscuits. It's not good enough when you walk into a high-end fashion department that some girl is polishing her nails and tells you, you know, the fitting room is over there.
Why do you think that's happened? Happening?
Well, if you look at what happened during COVID, we stopped respecting our audience. We went on Zoom in our pajamas, and we still have a hangover from that. So we need to get back there, and if retailers do those things, they become more competitive. You've got higher cash flow running through the business, and then you earn your reward. And that's what profit is. It's a reward for doing all those things right.
Yeah. And just, Neil, back to that point you were making about people looking for an experience now. We have developed a habit of being online, looking at stuff, and then maybe the ultimate buy happens in person more. So that post-COVID thing is about getting out there and having an experience as well as buying, isn't it?
Yeah, like we used to get a lot of negativity about the retail sector because everything was going online. And if you follow the narrative, we're all going to sit at home in our couches and our pyjamas, like Eddie said, never go out again. But the figures belie that. There is 5% of retail sales for Irish registered businesses take online. So 95% are in store. And but people will research online. The consumers moved, and the retailers, to be honest, have moved into an omni-channel world where they don't really care whether you buy it online or in store.
As long as you buy it.
It's part of a network, yeah. Buy my stuff. I don't care how you buy it, how you get it. And it's very efficient for a retailer to market to you online, get you in store, and then if it doesn't fit, you can get the other size. You don't have to bother with the packaging back and forth and the costs involved in that and the wastage. So there is this omni-channel world. We don't hear investors asking us about the internet anymore, but 5 years ago, that's all they talked about.
Right.
So they're now more focused on the sustainability of sales, you know, evidential in terms of where the turnovers are, that type of thing.
An interesting byproduct of that online, you know, thing has been the warehouse space. Maybe tell me a little bit about why that retail warehouse sector is always doing so well.
The retail warehouse, there was a massive jump in retail warehouse sales during COVID because they were the only ones that were allowed to stay open. So the Woodies and the, you know, the pet shops and all those things, they stayed open. So nowhere else to go. And also, I think because we were at home all the time, you know, the bathroom needed to get painted. You could see it. There was no avoiding it. So it had to be done. So people did. We thought then when all the stores opened that would fall back, but it actually hasn't. It actually has stayed very strong. And part of it's just like, if you look at supply and demand, which is obviously the core of every market, like there's 1.6 million more people than there were here in 2006. And there's no more shopping centres or no more retail parks.
Like, oh, yes, it's a numbers game.
We haven't built any, but we've got a lot more people. We're building, you know, we'd like to build more houses, but we are building houses. And there's a lot of population growth there. Every house is another customer for retail park for the next 25 years. So there is an enormous mismatch between the growth in supply and demand in the Irish retail sector, which has been explains why in a lot of cases, there's no vacancy, and it really highlights what Eddie's talking about. If there is vacancy, there's a more fundamental problem than a supply demand.
And to be fair to the warehouses, they did innovate.
Yes.
You know, that you've a better selection of product in the warehouse retailers now than you ever had before.
And that's because of COVID.
They responded to what the customers were saying to them coming through their doors.
And do you find that their service levels are better than maybe, say...
Dramatically so.
Yes, yeah.
And their expertise, you know, if you want to talk to somebody about paint or about the type of shower unit you should be buying, there's an expert now in those warehouses. And people shouldn't regard that phrase warehouse is derogatory. Some of them are providing the best service in this in the retail sector here at the moment.
Well, look, gentlemen, thank you both very much for coming into us today. That's a fascinating look at what's happening out there. No doubt we could talk about it for another hour, but time is upon us. That's my thanks to Neil Bannon, Executive Chairman of Bannon Property Consultancy, and also Eddie Shanahan, Retail Consultant.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.